the first patient that really got me hooked was a big California sea lion named Old Ray.
Jenny Cavallaro began as a youth crew volunteer at just 16, but first visited the Marine Mammal Center when she was 6 years old. It changed her life.
Now I volunteer every Friday, and I actually just recently started an internship in the rescue office.
15 years ago, I was in Jenny's shoes. I vividly remember listening to an educator at the center describe how we are connected to the seal and sea lion patients that were recovering just beyond his outstretched hand. Their health is our health. That line really stuck with me, and it inspired me to volunteer here, something that I do to this day. I'm Giancarlo Rulli at the Marine Mammal Center, and this is Sentinels of the Sea, a show about what we've learned from over 40 years of rescuing seals and sea lions. Ask any Bay Area native, and they'll tell you about the time they visited the Marine Mammal Center on a class field trip when they were a kid. That's one of the things that makes the center so special. We have an education department that's passionate about introducing ocean conservation to kids, and therefore raising the next generation of marine scientists. And what better way to get kids excited about marine scientists than through the patients themselves?
Seals and sea lions are obviously so interesting. The best part about these animals is that they help to tell a story about what's happening in the ocean and also about the amazing science that we're doing here.
That's Rachel Bergeron, Director of Education and Guest Experience at the center.
Science isn't always inherently interesting to everyone and can be a complex and difficult subject to get people excited about. But most people are really interested in marine mammals. This provides us with an amazing opportunity to really connect people with the science that we're doing and inspire them to learn more.
Science doesn't always feel accessible to everyone, even kids. The core of our student programs is to help kids see that science is accessible. Sure, it can be hard, but you can break it down. We want to get kids thinking like scientists and using the scientific method so they understand that getting answers to the questions they have is within their reach. For example, our program Ocean Ambassadors gives middle schoolers actual patient files so that they can be the scientists, ask the question about the patient, collect data, analyze what they discover, and then draw their own conclusions.
This is a herring, which is a kind of fish.
That dolphins like to eat.
Yes, that dolphins like to eat, and lots of marine mammals like to eat, especially the marine mammals that come to get care here at the Marine Mammal Center.
Our programs aren't just for kids, though. Every year, thousands of visitors come to the center for a tour, or simply to just see the patients at the hospital. Most people walk away knowing that we're rescuing and treating marine mammals, but that's not all that we do here.
Our patients here at the Marine Mammal Center teach us about the problems that they're facing and the issues that they're challenged with. But it's really up to us to take the next step to figure out how to prevent those problems from happening in the first place. We want to challenge our visitors to think critically about these problems and to think about how they can change their own behaviors, changes they can make in their own everyday lives to have a positive impact for the health of the oceans and for our marine mammal patients.
Like the Ghost Net Monster art exhibit that greets visitors in our courtyard. It was created from over 450 pounds of ocean trash recovered from the stomach of a sperm whale. The sculpture is an easy way to show visitors how reducing their plastic footprint can make a big difference. And that's just one example of how we're inspiring our visitors to understand the underlying problems facing the ocean and marine mammals, and to take that action, whether something obvious like don't litter, or becoming an advocate who uses their power as a consumer or voter to protect marine ecosystems. Jenny is one of those visitors who saw how she could get involved.
My involvement here at the center is really what inspired me to pursue a career in marine science. From volunteering on animal crews, to being an intern in education and now in rescue, it's really what put me on the path of marine science, and it's helping me get further along in my career goals.
People like Jenny make us hopeful about the future of marine science. We love to see students going on to careers in marine science, but everyone, from journalists, teachers, attorneys, policymakers, can all make an impact.
So you just observed that a fish has a tongue. Did you know that fish have tongues?
No.
Well, you know now. They can.
Just last year, Jenny graduated from San Diego State University with a bachelor's degree in marine biology. After her new internship at the center wraps up this summer, she hopes to pursue a graduate degree studying seal and sea lion population ecology. To learn more about the center's educational programs, visit our website at marinemammalcenter.org. Thanks for listening. This podcast was recorded at Strawberry Hill Productions in Novato, California. StrawberryHillProductions.com.